Alex Campbell joins me now. Alex works for North Lanarkshire Council as a rehabilitation officer for sensory impairment, working with both sight and hearing issues. Hello, Alex.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Now, we'll talk about your job and how you're managing to stay connected with your members shortly, but you and your wife are both registered blind and you've got a young family. How is this major upheaval during the coronavirus and the lockdown affecting you?
The first few days were a mayhem, as you can imagine, but once we got a routine in place, it became a bit easier. The wheels come off the wagon now and again. Now, two kids, close proximity. It does get a bit tense sometimes, but we're quite good, we're quite organised.
Do you find you're having to take into consideration other people's feelings more than you normally would? I know I'm having to do that at home.
Yeah, definitely. And you've got to kind of try and negotiate with people, especially the kids if they're having a fallout or something like that.
What age are the children, Alex?
6 and 9, Megan and Thomas.
How are they coping?
I suppose they're two different personalities. Megan seems to be taking it in her stride. I think Thomas misses his friends a bit more. But we're FaceTiming cousins and friends a wee bit on the iPad. And Thomas is connected through his Xbox to some of his friends as well. Also, when we go for our hourly walk, I don't know how organised it is throughout the country, but the kids are putting rainbows up in their windows. And the kids can spy them so they can see where their friends are staying.
There's some concern among blind and partially sighted people, Alex, about safe social distancing. Obviously, if you're going walks as a family with the kids, that maybe makes that a bit easier, but that's a big concern for a lot of people.
Yes, I've noticed when I'm out walking along with my white cane, people are giving me a wide berth. So having the cane out helps because they can realise that the onus is maybe on the other person to give me a wide berth. But I remember I went to the supermarket about a week ago and I didn't realise it had black lines on the floor, queuing to the checkout.
Did nobody mention it to you?
No. So the customer in front of me and behind me were both keeping me go back a bit, forward a bit, back a bit. So it was a wee bit hectic doing that. But you just a good sense of humour helps. When you lose your vision, you're a lot more tactile. So even when I'm out shopping, I'm a bit more tactile. So I'm feeling things and picking up things a bit more than the present situation would allow.
Are you using online services for deliveries?
Yeah, well, we always use online deliveries from the big shops, but they all dried up very quickly. So we get a bit of a fright because with one shop, it was like 3 weeks away before the next shop. So we talked to a few friends that are in the same boat and we managed to get some priority slots. But we're getting a shop in maybe every 10 days at the moment.
I know RNIB are campaigning at the moment to get blind people on the vulnerable list.
We are more tactile than sighted people, obviously. And they're telling you to wash your hands a lot and not touch a lot of things. So right away, there's a reason why we should be a bit more vulnerable. And the social distancing, as you mentioned earlier, these are things that are a bit tricky. So we need a bit more support, especially around about shopping, I think.
Now, you work day to day as a rehabilitation officer, as I said in the intro, for North Lanarkshire Council with sensory impairment. How are you managing to keep in contact with the local community?
Most of my work you can imagine is face to face because basically I'm teaching people independent living skills, long cane. I'm teaching people to be less isolated. So it kind of flies in the face of this whole social isolation just now. I'm phoning people who are recently registered. I'm having a telephone conversation with them, chatting about their benefits, equipment, and just saying that when this is all over, we'll re-establish a connection, we'll get involved. Basically, just to reassure them just now. Give them some tips over the phone. That includes talking to partners and family members as well.
And what
So
is the general consensus? Are you finding people are coping?
I think there's a wee bit of a like, let's get through this type spirit. There's one or two people that be quite anxious. Maybe people don't have close family members or they're quite isolated to start with. And their only contact was going out day to day to talk to people. But I've kind of signposted them into a different resource. And also, I'm lucky I can signpost people in or refer people into maybe home care if I've got an elderly person who's struggling.
If anyone is listening in the North Lanarkshire area, how do they get in touch?
Well, if they get in touch with their social work office, in North Lanarkshire, we have several rehab workers throughout the authority. So if you contact your local social work office, they'll pass the information down to the relevant rehab worker.
And post-coronavirus, which is hopefully sooner rather than later, what does the future hold for you?
Well, the wife and I have started a bucket list. Now, the top 10 things we're going to do when the restrictions get lifted. The kids, is the first thing they want to do is go and play in a swing park. The wife and I think we want to go out for a meal and out for an evening. We'll go and visit friends as well. So we've started a bucket list of what we're going to do.
Well, I hope this list starts coming into fruition sooner rather than later. Alex Campbell, I really appreciate you taking the time to tell us about how you and the family are doing. And you stay safe.
Thank you.